listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There's no better place than the one you call home. Doesn't it deserve the right protection? Talk to a Cleveland Allstate agent about home insurance today and let the good life in. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And we're going to go to the phone lines right now. We've got Jim in Akron joining us here after day two of training camp. What's up, Jim?
What's going on, fellas?
Not too much, man. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm going to be at training camp tomorrow and a couple other ones later in the week.
Awesome, man.
It's kind of a yearly pilgrimage for me. I started when I was like two. My grandparents and my mom used to take me. And when it was in Kent, I'd go every day. So it was, I always looked forward to going out to training camp.
Yeah, we'll be excited to have you.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to see the most when you come to training camp?
You know, I think we've got a lot of weapons on both sides of the ball. You know, we might not have that stud quarterback, but if the defense is as tough as it looks like it's going to be in our running game, you know, and, you know, having the best, probably one of the best line, offensive lines, you know, I think the running game will open up the quick passes and with the speed burner like Gabriel. And I'd really like to see Pryor maybe find a niche. I know it's a long shot, but if he still has 4.4 speed, you know, he could be our Megatron Light.
He can be, but there's a long way to go before you're Calvin Johnson.
And a lot of trust to develop.
Yep.
You know, not only we're talking about the fine techniques and skills that he needs to acquire very quickly in 30 days. A lot of trust and confidence in that and the sustainability of what you see on the practice field and the carryover of if it's possible for him to do that versus someone else in a live game has to be taken into account as well.
It does, and there's so much technique, and that's you and I talked about a little bit today on the live look-in on ClevelandBrowns.com at training camp, that the size and the speed and all of those things and the athletic ability, they're all great, but in the NFL, so much is it about technique and so much is about recognizing the techniques being employed against you and recognizing coverages and all of those things. I think being a quarterback will help him with some of that, but at the same time, he's got a long way to go. If you can't set up the same route three different ways as a receiver in the NFL, they're going to eat your lunch.
And that's why, you know, you and I spending the time that we do on the practice field, actually watching practice, we have conversations and it's great. You ask questions. I state certain things, all of which in some cases that I've learned along my way to really just drop knowledge and situations so that way we're not so many fans live in a dream world. And that's why we are at practice or will be at practice as much as possible to bring you what we see and how it's relevant to winning football. Because so many fans, and essentially for you and your business, you know, fantasy world, everyone lives in a fantasy. Terrell Pryor is going to be our Megatron. Dude, there's like a 2% chance that will ever happen, you know. But I just want to bring everybody down to reality and say there's so much that happens before the ball is even snapped that Terrell Pryor needs to learn for him to make this football team, let alone what he has to do physically with his gifts across from that defender after the ball is snapped. That's the battle. That's a battle that he has going on right now. Knowing his job, knowing what he needs to do before the ball snap, lining up right, which foot's forward. You know, am I reading the corner across from me stance? Where's his weight? What technique is he playing? Inside, outside, is he head up on me? Is he off? Is he on? I look inside to the corner. Then, oh, by the way, I got to remember the snap count so I can get off on time. The ball's not even snapped yet.
It's a lot to go
through.
And
he hasn't even won off the line of scrimmage. He didn't swipe the guy's hands. Did he inside a release? Do I outside a release? You know, and all those things have to come into play, and he's learning these all for the first time. Yes, he's gifted, but the mental has to catch up with his physical right now.
So somebody says to me, and listen to this. So JB is me, 1982, says, if Mike Evans can be a stud wide receiver, there's no reason Pryor can't. Is that guy's technique so superior?
No, but how long has Mike Evans been playing wide receiver?
A long time.
His whole life, right? Okay. Try to fit your whole life. If you've been a computer programmer your whole life and you quit that job, how great are you going to be at selling cars? It's going to take a little while, right, to sell that first car. It's going to be tough. You have to learn the industry. You have to learn, you know, the new techniques. you know, so on and so forth. And that's exactly what he's doing. So he's going to have to relearn all that. It's not like basketball. Oh, you can put – why do street ballers not transfer into the NBA as often as they as you think they should? Wow, how come Harlem Globetrotters, you know, make the D League in the NBA and maybe come up for a half a season or a few years, but then go back to being a Globetrotter? Because the, you know, the parity, you know, isn't there. It's not the same. Yes, you're playing the same sport, but it's totally different.
And don't forget, everybody who makes it to the NFL level for the most part is a special athlete.
You're not. How many guys did we had? We had 80 guys come out to a tryout to rookie camp. Okay. Where's the other 70 guys looking for a job right now?
Right.
They were good enough to get a call, but not good enough to stay. And they're quote-unquote football players and have been playing football players their whole life. And 90 down to 53, and I've said this time and time again as well, there will be household names that have been former that will be former Cleveland Browns very soon that have played significant amount of football for the Browns, because from going to 90 players to 53 players is very difficult. It's the cream of the crop, and only 2,500 players out of the millions that want to play in the NFL actually get to make that roster.
Yes, it is a tough elite club to crack, and I do think Pryor, he's going to be good, but as Goldemain 02 says it right, this Pryor hype train needs to stop. He needs some serious breaks. He's an extreme long shot. And he is. He's a long shot. Neither one of us, when we were asked today. Less than 50% that he makes his team. But can he do it? Yes. Is there something intriguing about him when you see him? Absolutely. And he's trying to put in the work. Tremont Williams saw enough to take time out of his day to want to work with him. But there are no guarantees. And he doesn't have practice squad eligibility.
Nope.
I think one day Terrell Pryor is going to say to himself, I wish I did this when I was 22,
yeah,
right out of school.
I do.
And I think that you might have had a better shot at a long career. But it's an interesting thing. It shouldn't be the main focus. I think the main focus today is what I saw is when the team went three wide receivers with the ones, when they went that – because that first rep, they typically went – you got a sense of who the starters were.
Right.
Bo and Gabriel outside with Hawkins in the slot.
Yeah.
I like that. Because
I don't
you have
hate
your
it
big
at all.
Physical guy. Yeah. You've got your field stretcher and Gabriel, who's dangerous on the deep digs. And we saw him on a beautiful kind of a post corner where McCown threw one right over Tremont Williams. But before Gip could get there, they said he was out of bounds. But we're going to watch that on tape. He was pretty sure, and some of the offense players were pretty sure he was in bounds.
Throw catch to me is all that matters right now. You know, you'll fine tune the timing of that later and getting those toes down.
Yep.
You know, maybe did he drag his toe? Did he not? You know, all that. We don't have instant replay like we do each and every Sunday. But throw, catch, and timing on who was covering Taylor Gabriel as well means a lot.
Hey, he looked very good. Jack in Memphis, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, guys. You may not agree with what I say, but it seems to me that for the last 6 years, Terrell Pryor has had to know what 21 other people on the football field were doing at any point in time. Now he has to know where to put his hands, where to turn, how to cut. He only has to focus on one position and one or maybe two defenders. I think he's got an infinitely easier job learning what he's about to try to take on than he does taking snaps under center.
All right, so
for
just,
an NFL football team.
Let me ask you this. Okay, Matt, you're the Mike linebacker.
Okay.
You're essentially the quarterback of the defense.
Right.
You're a tremendous athlete.
Yes.
And they want you to go play corner.
Yeah.
You're a good enough athlete to play corner. You've got the size. You've got the speed. You're a good enough athlete to play corner. How hard is that transition from playing Mike linebacker, quarterback of the defense, to corner?
Incredibly hard. Because everything is different. Yeah, everything is different.
You're right about that, but you've just said over and over and over that the second hardest position on the field is cornerback. And the most
so it's a bad analogy,
difficult
Nathan.
Position right. is quarterback. So
free safety. I don't
what
know.
Is it going to be to go from, you know, go from cornerback to outside linebacker?
Do you remember the guy that was here, Carlton Mitchell?
If you had the physical skills.
Played
to
wide
do it,
receiver.
How difficult.
Carlton Mitchell played wide receiver his whole career, has the size, speed, and everybody was enamored with it. It's just. Having size and speed is important. It is. He has it. That's why he's getting a look.
That's the only reason he's getting a look.
But does that make him a lock to make the team?
Absolutely not.
No. There are a lot of great athletes who don't make it in the NFL because they can't master the techniques. And these are techniques that he's never utilized before. You have to remember, people, and I talk to some of the DBs about it, He's never gotten off of press coverage before. These guys in the NFL are so good. Robert Nelson gives up what? At least six foot? At least, I don't know if he's five, but a lot. Okay.
10 inches?
A lot of size. We'll call it 8 to 10 inches, okay. And he's probably given up. At 240, he's probably given up.
35, 40 pounds.
At least.
Right.
And with one punch, he jammed Terrell Pryor out of a play.
Why?
Because the technique.
And what position has he been playing his entire career?
Corner.
Thank you.
So Robert Nelson is not even a lock to make this team.
Right.
He's an undrafted free agent out of Arizona State who played last year, and I hope he makes it because I'm one of my favorite guys on the roster. But I'm just saying, he's got a big learning curve. And I hope that he can make it because he would bring something to this team that they do not otherwise have.
And this is you kind of bring up a great point, and this is my thought. While players and veterans are looking to master and refine in this training camp period, so much so that they can play a role and actively make the 53-man roster and play for the Cleveland Browns. I said, you know, refine and master, right? And now you look at a guy like Terrell Pryor, he's having to learn a brand new position. So much so that by the time he makes this roster, he's going to continue to learn, and that learning, you know, that learning curve that we consistently talk about, working with Joker Phillips after practice and constantly being in his ear, and working with Tremont Williams after practice, all that is great, and it helps bridge that gap. But I can't say right now, how long is it going to take for him to get – how can he start refining skills that he doesn't even have or understand yet?
And I want to give an assist to somebody on Twitter, to my Jason, Peyton Mann, 1818. He said, don't forget Stephen Hill. Stephen Hill was 6'4". He was 230. He ran a 4.3, 6.40, was a first-round draft pick out of Georgia Tech by the Jets. They thought he could be a Calvin Johnson-type clone, and he's not in the league anymore.
Right.
So it size, speed, all of that stuff does not necessarily matter. 6'4", 215, I'm sorry, 220 when he was originally drafted. So there are guys that have that have been doing. Being an athlete is not enough. Terrell Pryor looks to me serious about putting in the work. He's saying the right things.
He is.
He's getting valuable experience from a guy like Tremont Williams after practice, and I applaud that. But to say that it is foregone conclusion
that
he is going to be the guy.
Gosh, no.
No.
And he's battling the numbers.
Yes.
He's battling the numbers. He's battling for the sixth spot.
For him to make it, we talked about this. A couple things need to happen. Either somebody steps up on special teams at a different position that's a regular contributor so that you don't need a guy like Marlon Moore or a Johnson Batamosi as a pure specialist roster. A veteran gets hurt or falls on their face, whether it be Bo's not going to fall on his face, but whether it be a Hartline, somebody like that. And he needs to wow them. This is a little bit of a long shot. But as I said all along, it was a great, 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 great signing. Why? There's only upside.
Correct.
There is zero risk to the
Cleveland No financial link to him beyond him making this team.
That's it. All right, when we come back here, we're going to hear from Dwayne Bowe. The wide receiver's come in and looked very good, clearly the number one option for Josh McCown in the early going. We're going to hear what he had to say about today's performance by the offense when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.